is getting some kind of federal incentive during this COVID era. And not only that, it's less work, so they're getting paid more to do less because they're keeping us locked down, you know what I'm saying, in the same zone. We barely get rent, we barely get canteens, but what's making a pro for them is they don't have to escort us to the child hall, you know what I'm saying, without bringing us our trade. So that without us getting the recreation, outside recreation and things of that nature, that's less work for them. All I'm saying they gotta do is bring us our trades and count 3, 4, 5 times a day, and it's just getting frustrated for us because we're not getting this hand sanitizer, things that, you know what I'm saying, that can keep the anxiety down if a person speeds around me. And we already overcrowded, but it's impossible to social distance when somebody might sneeze, cough, or even fall around you. You feel me? We in a 2-man cell that's like 6 by 9 inches, and they talk about social distance. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's contrary, it contradicts what the medical, what the CDC, what they recommend. So I believe instead of letting the officers run the prison compound, I believe it needs to be a medical based camp during this quarantine. That's all I got to say for right now.